Long columns of U.S. armored vehicles today are moving across the Kuwaiti desert toward Iraq in a swirling sandstorm. Visibility is cut to just a few yards. Sandstorms like this one could affect the timing of any assault on Iraq. This is the season of the Shamal, sudden storms with dry winds that roar in with the power and abrasiveness of a sandblaster and can last for days. NPR's John Burnett reports from Camp Matilda with the 1st Marine Division.
It's 9:30 at night, and the wind has begun to whip up. The 50 young Marines inside this tent in Camp Matilda are hoping it's not what they think it is. But it is. Another Shamal has arrived.
Everybody get your flags and Kevlar and get out.
Tent's falling down. You should grab.
Powdery grit, the consistency of baking soda, rises from the desert and becomes airborne. It pummels the tent in 50-mile-per-hour gusts. The canvas billows wildly, seams rip, guy lines tear free.
The rope's gone, it tore off.
15 Marines stand outside in the desert tempest, straining to hold the tent up, while another team inside shores up the sides and sews up the splits. Wind has become matter. It moans like a lost spirit. The swirling sand finds its way inside shirts and shoes, lips and eyelids. The Marines fight back as they always have, with black humor.
I love Mother Nature in the desert, you know?
Sandstorms are more than a nuisance. They make the mission in Iraq more difficult. Blowing sand clogs engine filters. It reduces the ability of spy aircraft to watch the enemy, and it grounds helicopters. Last month, an Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed in a night sandstorm in Kuwait, killing all four crew members. Colonel John Kelly, Assistant Commander of the 1st Marine Division, insists its military vehicles and electronic systems can withstand all inclement weather, including sandstorms.
It's a visibility issue, and it's, if the wind's blowing pretty hard and the sand's blowing pretty hard, it could drive you crazy pretty quickly in a figurative sense. But it works both ways. I mean, it's if we can't see, neither can anyone else. So it may just be neutral.
The big blow last week was even worse for Marines stationed at remote positions, where living conditions are more austere. At the logistics center for the 11th Marine Artillery Regiment, Lieutenant Colonel Kyle Gentry says it was the worst sandstorm he's ever been through.
It was so bad that it had completely blackened the sky, and the dust was so thick that you could barely see. At one point, literally could not see your hand in front of your face. And even with night vision equipment, you couldn't see more than a few feet in front of the vehicles. Wind was howling, the sand was stinging, and by the end of the night, we woke up and felt like a powdered donut.
Some Marines got so disoriented, they had to use their GPS devices to find out where they were. Corporal Jimmy Galleon was asleep in his fighting trench.
Our fighting holes turned into graves, unfortunately. we are supposed to get in them to protect us from death, but end up, because of the high winds out here, being almost buried alive.
The blowing sand is also affecting their weapons. The big 155-millimeter howitzers, which lob shells 18 miles downrange, must be cleaned with a reaming tool several times a day. For gun crews of the 11th Regiment stationed less than 10 miles from the Iraqi border, so close they can see black smoke from Iraqi oil fields, life in this extreme environment affects morale. An unidentified, sunburned Marine is asked, how's it going?
Weather's bad, constantly changing. A lot of bugs, can't eat, sandstorms, rain, everything. It's just completely miserable. The only thing that kind of keeps us going is us making fun of each other and mail. Mail's a good thing, always.
The almost weekly sandstorms do not seem to bother everyone here in Camp Matilda. When asked about the recent Shamal, an unflappable British infantryman sniffed, a bit breezy. John Burnett, with the 1st Marine Division in Kuwait.